Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, Mike, this just came over the wire. That guy that got hit and got the concussion at the game, he was actually just signed by the Redskins.
There you go. Yes, siree. That's a tough game yesterday. But anyway, it was the thing about watching this. It was so crowded in there. There was one table that had like two chairs. And I said, are these taken? And then they went, yeah, sure.
Oh,
and
it was just like, no.
Yeah, it was. And I said, are you sure? I'll just be a minute. I just want to finish this barbecue sandwich up and be on my way. I know you're 33. And
I need to sit.
You have a 22. I need to sit.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy that special gift from Target.com, Walmart.com, or Macy's.com, make sure you click the shopping banner on our website. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And happy holidays from everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hey,
everybody.
How's everybody? How was your sort of pre-holiday weekend?
Starting to feel Christmassy.
Yes.
I must say.
The lights are up in the city.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, I must say.
People are shopping.
Would it be safe to say, though, that we, in our toddler world, do it so early now that there might be a little lull right around now that people are just maybe a little crisp?
Well, we got
on
the
it, that we'd like the holiday day, and then when the actual holiday arrives, it'll be special again.
We got tricked a little bit because the placement of Thanksgiving was early this year. It's almost like we have an extra week of holiday magic.
It's the way it feels to me.
Mm-hmm.
I saw another series of wonderful posts on social media with your empty fruitcake container.
I know, so many sad people because they couldn't make it last.
Well, I come to you today on this Monday, 2 weeks roughly, give
two
or take,
weeks.
Yes.
Before the Christmas holiday. And well, let me just get right to what I am calling a TMOS Christmas miracle. Let me tell you what's going on. Yeah, now you have heard an awful lot about Rob Spiewak's fruitcakes over the last month. A lot of people have been putting pictures up, talking about how they're waiting by their post office, their postal box, and how excited they are when the fruitcakes arrive. People that were out of town, but I know it's going to be waiting for me when I get back. Some of you out there in listen land regret not taking advantage of the TMOS fruitcake futures. And some of you wish you had a few more.
Mm.
I've heard that constantly.
Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me present to you the TMOS, Mike O'Mara Show, Christmas Miracle. Yes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the TMOS elves have one last chance for you to enjoy the holiday season's number one taste treat. It's my number one treat. Yes. For a very limited time, you have one last chance to purchase a mouth-watering TMOS fruitcake.
Woo!
For your holiday celebration.
Yeah!
Yes. Our overbaking is your opportunity. Here's how it goes. We waited until everybody got them.
Right.
We wanted to make sure everything was cool, that everybody had gotten them. And there, when you do this big endeavor, you bake a little more.
Sure.
Yes.
You know, and it's not like Jerry Lewis would say. It's not like we baked a little more for later. No,
no.
We baked a little more because we wanted to make sure that we baked a little more.
We had to fulfill all requests.
Yeah. And, but we can't eat them all ourselves
I've
now.
I've been trying.
And even though they last for 10 years, you know, that you know, we're covered.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
With friends, yes, and family, yes, and all that. But our overbaking, as I said before, is your opportunity. You now will have a limited chance to get your last chance fruitcake. That's what you're going to click at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click last chance fruitcake at MikeO'MaraShow.com. These are not going to last long. This is a limited time opportunity. I believe we're going to wrap this up on Friday.
Yeah, well, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe before.
I don't know if we'll make it till Friday, to be honest.
Okay, but that Friday's going to be
the last day to order.
Safe to say that Friday's the last day to order?
Truly a while supplies last situation. Yes. You must act now.
So, and you're not going to hear this commercial like 20 times.
Oh, no.
Because it's that time of year where we have other people that want to get their message heard. So we want to make sure that you're aware of this, and it's going to be, you know, a second chance. And I don't care if you've ordered 11 of them. And you want two more? That's fine with me. I don't care. This is no judgment here. This is a last minute deal, Wade.
Yes, Wade.
This is our deal, Wade. So if you know, I'm really sorry, but if there's a, we're not putting a limit on these.
Yeah, get on.
But if there's an aftermarket, we will come after you with our leg breakers. You know, if you're the person that goes out and buys 20 of them. And says, "Oh, I've got them." No, we're not.
You
might.
It would actually be
any of that.
It would be the first case of fruitcake scalping since 1936.
But be nice to your fellow.
Be kind.
All
it's
right?
The time of year.
And this is the last chance fruitcake. How many opportunities are we going to have for these fruitcake? Do you want to say the number?
I would not say the number because then people will
widespread panic.
Well, no, I asked him
a difficult question.
I'll say this
He
much.
Doesn't... No, say this. You don't want to say. That's okay.
Well, I don't
you don't need
I
to
don't
explain
want,
it.
I don't want to say because I don't want to overpromise anybody.
All right.
Because anyone's number gives you a different level of urgency.
It's true.
Okay.
He speaks the truth.
And they are in the elf kitchen as we speak
under
lock and refrigeration.
I will say this.
Yep.
Take it from these three wise men.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to buy.
All right, so that's the last chance. We're doing that, and we had them, and we've got them, and we decided we'd make them available instead of just holding them ourselves.
Or we thought about giving them to friends and colleagues. We're like,
no.
We don't have
the show.
The
show
needs
some money. Yeah, that's it. So very limited time. You have one last chance to purchase a mouthwatering fruitcake. It's your limited last chance fruitcake. Click last chance fruitcake. Is it up on the website already?
It is.
MikeO'MaraShow.com.
MikeO'MaraShow.com. They won't last long. So enjoy.
Enjoy.
Yes, and Merry Christmas.
Go. Yeah, that was born yesterday with a phone call from Oscar Santana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said, okay, we'll do that. And I said, let's do it today.
Was he yelling when he called you?
The cakes.
Huh? Was he yelling when he called you?
I was on the edge.
We were managing this right up until airtime. We delayed a little bit because, you know, Captain Slowpoke is home with the death grip. And, you know, and that's when it just turns into
Slowpoke.
But it's great.
Isn't it great
that we have a guy that can put the link up right away?
Yes.
And that we can process that it's ready to go. And what's his problem today?
I've told him forever he could work from home.
Yeah.
He keeps coming in.
He can work from home.
I said he can do everything. You can do everything we need from you from home.
It would be a morale boost
for everybody.
And then Maddie is here.
Maddie,
who is the Iron Woman, but she is under the weather as well.
Yes,
because she went to some orgy up in New Jersey.
No, it was a rave.
No,
I think it was a rave.
It's a pony virus.
The pony virus. Doesn't that sound like it could be really evil?
It does sound real.
It sounds real.
Well, I remember Odd 18, the pony virus that took out an entire half a city block. It was incredible.
Took out 14% of all the immigrants. They brought it over from the old country.
In Pony's defense, Maddie went to New York City.
New York City!
This weekend, and I imagine all that travel by bus on a Greyhound didn't help her immune system at all. all.
Yes, a lot of drinking too. Which yeah, there you go. There
you go. Did you take one of those cheapo buses up to New York?
Yeah, the Peter Pan bus. It cost $20. It was great.
Yeah. You can do that's the ones my daughters take all the time.
I've done that before. Between, yeah. I've done that. We broke down on the turnpike on one. It was
a great deal. And did you see the tree in Rockefeller Center?
Yeah, I had never seen it before, so that was really cool. It was awesome.
Did you see it in daylight or evening?
We went early in the morning to avoid.
It's not as impressive during the day.
Yes.
What do you mean?
It's not because you don't.
It's not lit up.
Well, I mean, the lights are on, but it looks more spectacular at night, is what I'm saying.
Everything's smaller in person.
That's true. Except me.
I have a fond memory of taking my daughters when they were little bitties.
Oh, that's cool.
And meeting my mom and bringing my mom down. And we went to New York, and it was just really, really special. It is a truly magical time to be in the city right before Christmas time. Other than that, then, you know, you smell. Chestnuts and urine,
and sometimes cinnamon. I do remember being there, how small the ice skating rink is in person. The rink that they show, like outside the Today Show, it looks like it's about the size of a big turkey platter. That's how big it is.
It's teeny tiny. And, you know, I think that the cool thing about New York during the holidays is that it's just really, people don't realize that you're in a big city, but it is an outdoor environment.
Yes.
Mm. You know, you need, if it's raining, you need an umbrella because you're going to be walking. And I loved it. I don't necessarily miss it, but since my daughter's up there, I'd like to get back there. And I told her in 5 or 6 years, we'll come up and visit prior to the holiday. You know, I have to be honest. I mean, both my daughters are... you know, I had one daughter make it down for Thanksgiving. She, I don't think is going to make it down for Christmas. And I know Catherine's not going to make it down for Christmas. And it's kind of sad that they're not going to be here, but, we're pretty engaged right now doing our own thing. And I know they're doing their own thing. We had a very busy holiday weekend with lots going on, and the experiment with the couple that we didn't think we were invited to join, proved to be quite wonderful.
Oh.
A really nice evening, a very pleasant evening. Here's the thing that happened when we got to the Cocoonville celebration. The table that we thought would be this massive table had been limited to just this other couple. And, you know, I immediately, my paranoid side says, well, everyone knew we were coming and didn't want to come.
Bailed.
Anymore. You know, that's what it was. It was, you know, but I didn't dwell on that. I wasn't going to dwell on that at all. You know, it was
between
it was
one
fun.
Conspiracy. There was another conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it's the time for getting together with friends. And even though I didn't know these people that well.
Hey, Mike, a stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And as Carla likes to tell me constantly down here, to be a friend, to make a friend, you need to be a friend.
It's so
I'm always
true.
Walking away. I'm always walking away from her when she says
yeah,
that.
So
too.
It fades out.
And she always she always gets the same response from me.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Now you had threatened or mentioned, I think, on the bonus show last week that if there had been some sort of awkward or bad energy between you and this other couple, you would make it a brief evening. How late did the evening go?
It was the full allotted time. It was perfect.
Good for you.
Reasonable. They did a little wandering at the end of the night. We did a little wandering, and it was fine to see everybody in the holiday. It was not as dressy as I thought. It was just men had to wear jackets, but you know, it wasn't really super formal, and it was kind of cool. I didn't do any dancing. They had one of those you know, karaoke type bands.
Nice.
Where they play to the
a
machine.
A cover band.
Mm. Well, what it's become down here is they're all, you know, like a guy with three drums and then the lady with like a computer. And
I've seen bands like that at a Holiday Inn.
No, that's what they all are down here now.
Was it festive or was it tropical?
It was holiday-ish.
Okay.
I couldn't have even told you what they looked like. My back was to them.
Yes.
During the entire celebration.
I feel Florida should be like almost like a Caribbean-themed holiday.
Yeah. Is the thing
being,
to
being
say.
Being a band guy, I truly wish every Christmas party ever had a real band.
Yes.
I really do. I don't like play to digital. In the digital era, you get it everywhere where somebody brings a laptop,
Spotify.
Sets it up on a table, and that's it.
You remember the year that WJFK booked Pop Culture?
I don't. God, yeah. You've got a memory.
John Pop's band. And I think they played a total of like six songs. The name of the band should have been Short Break because that's what they did all night, was take a short break. But we did, at one WJFK Christmas party, have a live band that was fronted by the producer of the G. Gordon Liddy Show.
John Pop had a band?
Pop Culture, yeah.
I'm so embarrassed. I feel like it's a band.
It's almost time for all these holiday parties. Don't you? Oh, when's Jimmy's for his family?
Jimmy's in party for his crew is the 17th.
Yeah,
17th.
Okay.
Does Todd have a party for his employees?
No.
Software company.
No, his employees. I think they used to have a party. They don't have a party where they get bonuses, so that works for them.
Is he back from?
He just got back this
Amsterdam Odyssey.
He was in Europe for 10 days. I saw him on Thursday. He came and picked up Bear because we were watching his dog.
Wasn't his mission over there to make Belgium great again?
You know what's scary? They didn't go to France because of all the protests. They ended up staying on another part of Europe just because.
Was there a warning? Did they have a warning?
There was a warning. And,
State Department warning.
And they found another tourist that fled from France to Belgium and said, do not go.
Because it's that bad?
It's a mess. Yeah.
Wow. Really? Oh,
that's scary. When you can't go to Paris,
mm-hmm.
because there's so many protests.
Yeah.
Now, did he?
Is there any news that Todd brought back? You take a nice big holiday European trip.
I haven't heard a thing. And frankly,
he didn't pop the question to Marissa.
I'm too bad of a friend to not even have thought about it. Like, I didn't think twice. I think they just went on a long vacation. It was his birthday.
The only question he popped is
yeah. It's all about him as usual.
He popped one question. When we get back, will you pick up the dog, please?
Oh no, his dog's awesome. And they brought us some wonderful chocolates.
Yes,
which have been devoured downstairs. Well, yeah, that's good enough. I don't expect anything from anyone. I was just thinking of the holiday schedule.
So you watched the dog for how many days?
I think 10 days, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 10 days?
But that's 70 days to the dog.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
He didn't bring you back some really good bud?
No.
Bud?
Unless it was in a canal he couldn't get to because it came straight from the airport, and I'll get it later. I don't think that's the case.
Big bud. Because Marissa's into the bud, isn't she?
I don't know. I don't think she is. I think Todd might be.
This is some top-notch grass.
My friends.
Yeah.
I do know that there is...
He didn't bring back some herb from Amsterdam?
A sex toy, maybe?
Yeah. All right. You tell him before the holiday.
Todd Bohr.
Just because it's Todd.
Hey, Todd.
I think we should bring Zoo by, and we should bring Todd by.
Yes.
Pick a day.
I agree.
When you're doing that.
Yeah.
You know? How about next Friday?
Next Friday
How about this Friday?
This Friday, I'll ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
See if they can both come by this Friday,
okay.
and we'll have a grown-up beverage during the show.
Wednesday is my first work holiday party as far as the season.
Like the day after the day after tomorrow.
Oh, yes. You always have to check with him. Are you and Chad doing? Like 8 days of some Christmas party.
No. It's a JP Morgan Chase.
No. I think it's next week. It's the Big O and Dukes. 12
what
days
do you mean
of
JP Morgan Chase. You don't work for them, do you?
No. I have a colleague who's a vice president there. So he invited my wife and I to their party. Yes. That'll be fun.
Yeah,
pack
your clown shoes.
So Friday, I would like to see. We could perhaps do a later start.
Yes.
Maybe we could start at 10, 11 or something like that,
mm-hmm.
or have a luncheon show.
And then we
could do that. I have a doctor's appointment that day
at
2:45. I think we can have plenty of room to do that.
But we want you to drink with us.
Well, no, I will. I'm not going
to
prevent.
I'm here to sign in for my colonoscopy.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm going. She wants to see me.
Really?
Yeah, she wants to see me before that.
Jockey colon?
It's just a handshake thing. I don't think there's going to be any poking and prodding. And I think it would be kind of fun to be, I've never felt better again.
Can I lean over this chair?
Why don't we see?
Since I know it's short notice.
We can get Todd, Zoo, if he's free. And then get Jimmy, if Jimmy would like to come by. See if Jimmy's available.
If Jimmy's on the continent,
if he would like to, if he's back from California.
Yes.
Am I leaving anybody out?
Local? It's Jimmy, it's Zoo, it's Diego, it's Todd. We have, we should invite Josh Murphy because he's so kind.
Absolutely.
It is impromptu. Do you want this Friday or next Friday? Because it's pretty impromptu.
This Friday.
All right.
Yeah. This Friday.
But really respecting people's time and schedules.
So the 14th.
The 14th.
Bring every, bring the, you know, any family members you want. You want to bring your kids, Rob.
Let's start with Todd and see what he's doing.
Yeah, let's let the, it all contingent. It's all contingent on Todd.
Right. You and you and tell Marissa she can come too, and you can bring Shannon
and Bear
and Rob. You can bring Carrie,
and that'll be the
Carrie. You can
bring. Something wrong with your microphone.
I didn't do that right, but I wanted to say, Oscar, you bring Shannon, and Rob, you can bring. But anyway,
I've sent the smoke signal.
I think it would be an interesting show, and it would be a fun show.
Yes. I agree. It is a
and
time
if we
for
do it at the
holidays.
Regular time, we could maybe roll into the bonus show on Friday.
Hmm.
You know
I'm
what I
open
mean?
To all options, Mike.
What do you think?
I think it's great.
And if we get it, all we need is one yes. If it's Todd or if it's Zoo, doesn't matter. We don't need 50 people. We don't need a big plan. But our listeners like it when we have
a
little
we're thinking of you.
That's right.
And and see if someone can arrange to have Mr. Spiewak ferried in that day.
Yes.
So he doesn't have the burden of going back in the other direction.
I will speak to Mr. Garcia.
Mr. Garcia would be perfect for
He's
that.
A wonderful
or Mr.
Mac Attack. Mac Attack.
I'd rather spend a little time with Mr. Garcia.
That's a high compliment that you would like to spend time in a car with
that's
him.
That's really mean that's towards fantastic. Mac.
No, it's not that. Hey, he came in second. It's not bad.
Mac doesn't drink, though. He's
Maddie,
insulated.
What do you think? You like that idea?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Impromptu holiday gathering.
I like
it's
this.
The holidays.
I like this.
And
we're right in the sweet spot.
Right. I will figure out what to drinky poo. I've been on kind of a kick, kind of a Bloody Mary kick. After
Switch
had
gears.
A couple of Bloody Marys watching
that's really not
the
a
Redskins game yesterday.
Not and, a wintry drink.
Yeah, tough game. Miguel. I'm glad I did because man, oh man, that was a tough one.
You were happy when I talked to you.
I did think of you.
What?
I did. You were so happy.
No, I wasn't.
You were gleeful.
No.
Yes.
No.
Like watching the game?
No.
Yes.
You know what Dan Snyder said during that game?
What?
You should see what it looks like from out here. All right. Start the damn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Papa, you haven't touched a morsel. I'll have to take this suit in. Eat.
I'm busy, Mama. It's almost Christmas.
Who ever heard of a skinny Santa? Eat. Eat.
You dick.
Well, Donner, where's the new member of the family? After all, if he's going to be on my team someday, he'd better get to know me. Great bouncing iceberg.
Now, I'm sure it'll stop as soon as he grows up, Santa.
Well, let's hope so if he wants to make the sleigh team someday.
You dick!
Kirby! Aren't you finished painting that yet? What's eating you, boy?
Not happy in my work, I guess.
What? Hermie doesn't like to make toys. Do you mind telling me what you do want to do?
Well, sir, someday I'd like to be a dentist.
A dentist? Now listen, you. You're an elf, and elves make toys. Now get to work.
You dick.
Now how can you overlook that? His beak blinks like a blinking beacon.
No, Santa's right. He'll never make the sleigh team.
You dick. Dick!
all right now, yearlings, back to practice. Oh, no, not you. You better go home with your folks. From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games, right?
Right. You dick!
Well, it needs work. I have to go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, his easy chair, here's Mike.
That's so simple and just funny.
I watched that with Julia this weekend, and she looked at me at one point. And she says, Dad, what do they do at elf practice? she said, you're late for elf practice. What is elf practice?
Elf practice, yeah. Made it up.
The herb.
You dick.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS, from Burlington, Vermont, to Woodland, California, Baltimore, Maryland, Eugene, Oregon, Belfast, Northern Ireland, the Philippines. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by 23andMe. Carlos is out. She
Oh, cool.
has sent hers out. She's all set. I have huge DNA news for you. Now through December 25th, all 23andMe DNA kits are going to be on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. We love being associated with 23andMe. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up our DNA. It's easy to do. Just spit into the tube provided and your 23andMe kit. Register your sample to your personal 23andMe account, and in a few weeks, you receive your personalized online reports. We've all done it. You heard about Rob's. You heard about mine. Yes. You heard about Oscar's. With your 23andMe's ancestry composition report, you can explore where your DNA is from out of 150-plus regions worldwide. Discover all sorts of things that have to do with your DNA. Some people go and get bitten by mosquitoes more than others.
Yeah.
That it'll tell you why in your DNA.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so many little intricate things. It's so much fun. Now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe DNA kit. Order yours at 23andme.com/TMOS. Don't forget the TMOS. That's 23andme.com/TMOS. This Christmas, give the gift of your family's story. Again, that's 23andme.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Yeah, big weekend here in the hood. Our favorite holiday event that we like to go to is going to the I remember the first time I told you guys about this team and their mascot and what happened. We went to the Florida Everblades.
Yeah.
Hockey team. Their game for the teddy bear toss. And, of course, their mascot, Swampy. Swampy the alligator. Couldn't get him to come over.
Well, he's busy.
Like,
you know
playing
what?
Playing that Spicoli line because he was, like, on the next aisle over.
You
and my kid kept looking
dick.
At him.
You dick. Come over here, dude.
You know, brought the fam down. This year, I was early enough to get good seats. We were down in the corner. And I got a chance
but
to
But it's assigned
watch
seating.
Game.
You had to buy the tickets early. It's not like festival seating once you get there, right?
No, you got to buy your tickets and get them. It's like any hockey game.
Right.
You know? You have to get the seats that you want. And I'm all about the game. The family's not, but I'm all about the game. Everybody,
right.
Most people that go to this game are not really hockey
for the
fans
toss.
As much
yeah.
as they're there for the teddy bears. And you see the people coming in with the teddy bears. And it's just a wonderful, eclectic evening.
Yeah.
What do you mean by eclectic?
Well, I imagine it has a lot to do with the fact that you have people that don't go to hockey games 364 other days of the year, and they're there that
right.
night. So it's probably a weird crowd, right?
Well, they probably don't, based on my experience, they probably don't go to hockey games, but they probably go to mud racing.
Oh,
I would think
that
might
racing.
Be, you know, or what's the thing they do? The truck pulls.
Yeah,
truck and tractor
yeah, pulls.
Yeah, I would say so.
Race fans,
monster truck rallies,
hot rodders. Yeah,
it was,
that's
it
right.
was fun. It was fun. And when I say eclectic, people from
all creeds, all races.
Yeah.
All
had religions. You seen any of these people when you lived back up north? Did you ever see them at Buds Creek, Maryland?
I felt the same way, Mike, when I went to WrestleMania in Houston.
Yeah.
Where
it
I
was
said,
a bit
oh,
of a WrestleMania vibe
this
there.
Is a
you know?
Oh, so
crowd.
Showbiz.
So we were down there in the corner, and man, I love these seats so much that I'll try to get them again. You know, they're very reasonable with their ticket prices.
Sure.
So you can get down close. And we got down to the second row over in the corner in the opposite goal. You know, you like to be, if you want the A ticket, that's being down where the home team shoots twice.
Right.
We weren't quick enough to get those tickets, but there's plenty of action in the corner. Lots of checks. One of the hardest hits I've ever seen, and not a pleasant thing to watch, was a guy that got checked into the boards. And
oof.
How he even was able to stand up is beyond me. He did not come back. He got a concussion. You realize, you know, suddenly you have a wake-up call that these are 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", oh, guys flying around the ice. And yes,
Mike,
sir,
I just,
yes,
this just came over the wire. That guy that got hit and got the concussion at the game, he was actually just signed by the Redskins.
There you go. Yes, sirree. That's a, man, that's a tough game yesterday. But anyway, it was the thing about watching this. The thing about watching this, suddenly everybody got quiet and everybody was looking there. Oh my God, that's great. And then this guy, like in the row in back of us, says something like, you know, uses the P word, you know, stop being such a P word. And I was so, I have to really keep it in check because I'm like, dude, you know, do you have any idea what you would experience if you were out there dealing with that young boy just experienced on that ice? You know,
stop being so polite.
Do you think, do you think that people, are there certain men that get, that are traumatized, are afraid of compassion? That if they feel compassionate, they scream something horrible just because they're so worried about feeling that empathy rush or something. Do you know what
maybe,
I mean?
Maybe not the feeling, but maybe the perception they're going to give off about themselves.
It was so weird.
It got to be that they're in a
the
sporting
only
event.
Guy in our section. We were on top of this crushing hit by a guy. And I remember the kid got up and then he was reaching down to pick up his stick and he couldn't do it. He was completely like dizzy and they brought him out and how he made it off the ice under his own power. I don't know how he did it, but it was an incredible hit. And when this guy yelled that, I said, I didn't say anything to him, but he was the only one in this. And he was like a guy in his 30s, like his mid 30s.
Well,
wow.
And it was, he's, it was so 30s. Weird. It was just a very, very weird.
I'll be at, let's say we're down the street getting so much on the weekend on a Sunday.
Okay.
And you name the restaurant. If there's a game on, there's always somebody, whether they're a Steelers fan or they're a Redskins fan or there's a Monday Night Football game going on and we're catching dinner, a late dinner. As a team here, we will hear without a doubt at least one or two, get up, just get up after a massive hit.
It's ridiculous.
And you're sitting there, and yes, you have the emotional IQ to say, this guy's, he just got destroyed in front of us. Yeah. Settle down. I think the easier, the harder part is that compassion to say, I wonder if that guy has a family. Will he be okay? Is his career over?
Well, I think
there are other questions. It's easy just to yell, get up, because you think they get paid to get hit.
Well, but they're not thinking like that. To them, they might as well be watching a video game. They don't care. They're not a real person.
I will even accept it if your team is like marching down to the end zone and the team you're rooting against has an injury.
Or they're trying to freeze them out.
Oh, my God, stop it like that. But if you react like that and say, get up, and it's your own team, you're broken in some way. You've got some kind of you got some kind of chip missing. If that's the case, it just seems
weird. I did yell at Eli a lot yesterday.
I yell at Eli even when you know they're winning a game. I yell at him all the
time. Sometimes even just when you're by yourself.
The biggest mistake, and I hate to get super sports on you guys, but the biggest mistake, we have Tampa and we have Miami.
Tampa.
And those are the games we get to see. And I'm watching Miami play New England, and it's, you know, New England's marching to another one of their, you know, pull it out of the butt wins. And I will never do it again. I will never turn away from a game. There were like 10 seconds left in the game. I turned on to another station, probably the pregame for Dallas and the Eagles, and I could not believe what happened at the end of the Miami game, where even the announcer said, oh, this should be it. This will do it. Well, maybe. And then they lateral, and the guy runs it into the end zone and runs around Gronk, the great Gronk. they call it the Miami Miracle. And I, of course, was not watching it live. And then you go into the dance of trying to find the highlight.
No, good luck there.
Try that with the NFL's proprietary system of video highlights, dicks.
Do you want to actually hear? I have the Miami Miracle. Do you want
to
hear
this? Listen to this announcer. In the middle of it, going, it's all over. This,
come on! I was like,
now
15 days. There's only 15 days, and pay attention, Mike. This is one of my favorite ones because the backup singers are good here. Listen,
have you done your Christmas shopping? You better hurry up, or
you'll be sorry.
Mike, I actually do have the tape here.
Tannehill will throw it, and this will end it after the shovel, or will it?
Miami running around, circling, and look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake!
Incredible.
A miracle!
Good for those fans. Great fans over
Final
there.
Score 33-28.
It really is the only team in the state that has that, you know, that legacy of winning. Yes. So they go back to the Don Shula era. So they go crazy about that. I think, you know, I know I've rooted for the Giants, but
oh,
I changed
Miami
affiliations.
Man?
I think the boy, I'm talking about the little guy, thinking about what he might like to identify with. I think it'd be a fun franchise. Sort of as for a kid growing up in Florida to be attached to. I think that might be cool.
You should it's a nice story arc around the Miami Dolphins in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. So if
that's true.
That's right. Yeah.
A movie that has aged incredibly well.
He might enjoy that one.
What a wonderful idea. Yeah. I'll get right on that. We will do that. All right. We're going to take a little break here and come back with more fun and more thrills. And don't forget, it's today. It's our Christmas miracle. Mm. We're only going to do it this week.
That's right.
You do have a chance to get some fruitcake, so we'll see how we're doing. We'll give a full report tomorrow. We'll be right back, everybody. Last
Christmas. Fantastic. Exciting.
New.
Sick. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say Sugar Glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks. He moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Brook Linen. You know, you spend a third of your life in sheets?
Yes.
And this holiday season is a great time to get a bedding upgrade for you or a loved one. You deserve the winner of the best online bedding category from Good Housekeeping. God, this is great stuff. Brooklinen.com. I sleep on them every night. They're incredible. They bring you luxury sheets without the luxury markup. Brooklinen.com eliminates the middleman so you save. Sheets that feel great and look great with tons of great colors and patterns to mix and match from. So join half a million happy sleepers and counting and treat yourself to the 5-star quality of Brooklinen. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I have ever slept on. And, you know, down here in the Florida humidity and all of that weather we have, they're so comfortable. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners so you can upgrade too. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is 100% confident in their product. In fact, all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get...
Carla, get the towels!
Yeah, Carla.
Ooh.
We have the bedding. Get the Brooklinen towel. Shut up, Frankie!
Sorry.
Maybe Frankie should get the towels. You got a response from him.
I wanted the towels. I want the towels, too. They're wonderful. The only way to get $20, I hope I didn't mess up the commercial.
No,
get
fine.
$20 off and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at brooklinen.com. They're 100% confident in their product. Their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code TMOS. Brooklinen, they really are the best sheets ever.
Thank you. I love you. Love you, B. I love you.
He's talking to Frankie again.
Nah, I'm just doing a playlist. She's not in here. All right, anyway.
acting!
Yes.
Lesbian.
Holiday.
Holidays.
Acting. So you didn't get any snow up there?
Nothing.
Not a flake.
The bitter cold isn't fun either. I'd rather have snow and bitter cold.
I don't know that 20 degrees counts as bitter cold. I think it's just cold.
So you were that close. Richmond, Virginia got like 11 inches of snow, right? So,
and that's a town that can handle it. Oh, boy.
Really? Is it total pandemonium in Richmond when they get snow?
2 inches used to shut the city down. Because they don't...
Oh, really?
Oh, it's horrible. The worst.
I'm happy.
Well, you didn't get it. Yeah.
I'm happy to have missed it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about the Carolinas is they're the same as Richmond, and they got whacked. It's weird, right? It's just not, you don't
weird,
see that, especially.
Right? Weird, right?
They don't get that this time of year. It's very, very strange.
It'll go back to normal in the long run.
They didn't do any hyping at all? No,
they really bailed out of it on...
They wanted to. By Wednesday, they realized it wasn't going to hit us directly.
Yeah. Right. They really... What they did... This was a different play. This is a new play of the playbook. Yes. The long-range hype. When they say, cold and clammy or whatever, but keep an eye on a week from Monday.
Now, to give you perspective, they did, in PG County at least, salt the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Because for one reason or another, they don't trust the weather system. And they've been caught in the past with their pants down.
That's smart.
So whoever runs that MDOT, if that's what it's called, they went ahead and took care of the roads just in case. So the dusting that came through, a dusting, PG County, was captured on camera, and News 4 cameras were there saying, do you see the flurries? And the guy's like, yeah, it's not so bad.
Yeah, they were so prepared that when the flakes hit the ground, they sizzled.
This is a time of year down here. I really have to tell you something. This is a time of year where I go through a pretty significant disconnect, because this is when it really starts to kick in.
Hey, you get to have
in
fun.
Earnest.
Yeah.
That, you know, we're down here and, you know, Florida if you watch TV over the weekend, you would have seen the golf tournament that's 25 minutes from where I live. It's called, I think, the QBE, the shootout. Well, it used to be the Shark Shootout. They have it down in Naples. Mm-hmm. And Carla gave me a free pass to go down there and buy a last minute ticket. And,
yeah, explain the format.
It's just they call it the silly season, where it's not the same as regular golf tournaments. And they'll, by invitation only, get this select group of players.
Pro-Am.
It's kind of a Pro-Am, but it's
exhibition
all pros.
Golf.
And, you know, you get a guy that plays on the senior tour. Then you get Lexi Thompson, who plays on the LPGA. And she plays with Tony Finau, who's a
Men
PGA Tour player.
It is the QBE shootout. That is
the QBE shootout. QBE. So I said, Carla, is there a chance I could drive down and go down there? And so Carla said, yeah, go ahead. So I bought myself a ticket by myself to go down there and go to one of these places where it was called like a brew house, where you could get a lunch served to you as well.
Oh, nice.
Because it was just me. Yeah. So I splurged for myself. So I went down there. But it still doesn't change the fact that even in the beautiful weather, even watching my favorite sport, I was still the lonely guy. And I got to this thing.
But in that situation, that's okay, right?
Well, it would have been okay if I had bought just a regular ticket and not decided that I would go to the social tent where all the a-holes were.
You look like a food critic.
Oh, no. No. No, not food critic at all. Mm-hmm. This is just people that...
I've seen these tents.
First of all, It was a pretty significant environment with the ladies.
They dress up.
So all the guys are, once again, here we are, all the guys. It was a big sports weekend for me. I was really into it. And I got down there, and I bump into a guy that used to work here at Cocoonville, and now he works for a golf manufacturer. And I see him, and he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, hey. And suddenly, we're not friends at all. And then it became, I'm like, how you doing? And I started to converse with him. And as I'm conversing, he turns his complete back to me and says, I got to have five buddies coming down for tickets like that.
Oh,
so what? You did? You played Friday? You know, one of those things, right? Uh-oh. Where a guy's not interested. And I saw him later on. But the whole thing for me was... I walked up the stairs and everybody's just going, and I'm the lonely guy in the restaurant. Yeah. I'm the lonely guy sitting there, and you're doing things like somebody would putt, and you immediately hear guys say, get in the hole. And I'm just, Mr. Lonely.
Sure.
And it was so bad, even though I paid for the upgrade to be in this tent.
Right.
I ended up leaving.
Oh,
and
no.
Going to sit in like the regular bleachers, because I was,
I thought this story would go.
Was very sad. I was very, I had a perfectly great afternoon. I was by myself.
Did you ask somebody else to go with you? One of your friends that aren't your friends down there?
Hey, remember,
no, I didn't. It was
to
last
be a
minute.
Friend,
it was last minute.
Be a
but you know, and here it is. I would have loved to have my lady with me. It would have been fun
right.
with her, because you could go down there and you know, have a little brewski and watch the and say no. All I did. I am a pure golf fan, so yes. I went down to see the professionals play, and they're phenomenal. I want my kid, if he develops any aptitude in sports, I would love to him to be, because you see how these guys are treated and you get to witness that. But you also see the people of, you know, these were the corporate folk that were in this little tent, and they were just, everybody weighed 100, all the guys weighed 175 pounds,
right?
And all the women were pretty, and they all were paired off, and they had groups of 8 and 9 and 10. Then I bump into my friend, I go back in to get another, like, barbecue slider, because they were free.
Yes.
And that's all I mean, literally, I turn into Mac. All I'm doing is going up for the free food.
Yeah,
that's what I'm doing. And I see him again. It's like, and it's like he goes, "Hey, buddy," and I'm just like, oh, "Okay." Let me introduce you to my wife. And it was really, that was the tone. The tone, the voice actually went down like this. Let me introduce you to my wife. Don't put yourself out for my. My entertainment.
But now he's being polite as not even as a courtesy, but because it's required of him.
Mm. Well, it was weird. Face it was head weird. On. And I, when you're in a group of 4, 5, 6 people, and you know, I know when to leave a room. And then that, at that point, I kind of walked out on my own. And I don't like being the solo flyer with that. But what I paid attention to was these guys. And just how they carry themselves, these professional tournament guys. And I said, man, of all the sports, you know, even at the NFL, with all the money a guy like Alex Smith gets, you know, he's out there and look what happened to that leg.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, you're really not seeing a broken tibia in many cases in professional golf.
Yeah.
You just don't see it. It doesn't happen. And the you know, I'm going to sound so nerdy.
The worst
right
it
now.
Gets, Mike, is a broken windshield.
The
Ask Tiger Woods.
That's
the
terrific.
Clothing. The clothes they wear, you know, with all the modern, they get the very latest.
Sure. They get all the latest threads.
I'm such an idiot.
Breathable material.
I came up and I said,
wicking material.
Carla,
yes.
I said, I want our son to be a professional golfer, honey. I really do. It's just like, you could tell it was a perfectly fine afternoon.
Even if he only is like an amateur level player, he could still make a career and get great pants.
Yeah, it was really cool watching these. Because it was not a tremendously well-traveled tournament, so you know, you didn't have a lot of people down there. I could get up close and watch them play and
who was
be a
the
stalker.
Most famous, the most famous golfer?
Bubba Watson.
Oh, that's cool.
And Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh. He said, please don't stand
Thompson.
So close to me.
Lexi Thompson was there too. But in between, when I went back to the Slicky Boy tent, and I ate my slider.
Sliders.
You know, by the way, I will do my perfect imitation now of eating alone.
Okay.
All right. Eating alone with nothing to look at.
Yeah. You know?
And I'm not bringing my phone out again because I people do that all the time. So this was me eating my slider. Okay.
Like a 3-year-old simpleton.
I feel sorry for people when I see them in that situation with me.
Mike,
and there was it was so crowded in there. There was one table that had like 2 chairs, and I said, "Are these taken?" And then they went, "Yeah, sure."
And
it was just
it
was. And I said, "Are you sure?" I'll just be a minute. I just want to finish this barbecue sandwich up and be on my way. I know you're 33. And
I need to sit.
You have a 22. I need to sit. I have 2 artificial lips.
To go back to the face
I'll leave
you were
you
making.
Alone. I won't be long. Please, sir. May I have some more? What?
The face you were making while you were eating was really the food equivalent of standing in a room going, la, la, la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
It was, who am I? I'm not trying to get the sympathy voter.
No.
I was at a professional golf tournament. That's a wonderful activity on an afternoon. And the thing, it's one of those moments where you wake up in the morning here in Southwest Florida and you can do something like that at the last minute. That was super, super cool. But when I got to the super, I shouldn't have gone to the Slicky Boy tent. Because when I went to the Slicky Boy tent, that's when I just became aware of the fact. And it was a drink-a-thon, too.
But now I have
I was driving myself, so I couldn't engage in any hooch. You know? I'd become more friendly if I did that.
A nickname for you when you go solo to these golf events, we can call you Hole-in-One.
Hole-in-One. Yeah. Hey, boy, that was a great shot that he hit in there. Yeah.
No.
The sliders are free.
No, I don't even fake it. I don't even try to do conversation. It doesn't work like that. I'm out. That's it. I'm fine. But it was
how
just
long collectively time wise did you stay there? The entire bleachers, food, second food run. Bleachers.
From when you left your car to when you got back.
No more
in
than
car.
2.5 hours.
That's a good run.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was fine. I got enough. I mean, I would have stayed longer if I'd had a better time. Mm. I don't do well sometimes in those circumstances. And
like for a guy who sits alone a lot, me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When when we're here and we're working, and sometimes I have to go on I'll go on the lunch run and eat a cup of chili briefly.
Right.
I will look over to the side, and I have friends, but mm-hmm. they're not all here.
Right. Right.
And
he has friends overseas.
I'll see like the entire office sitting there eating lunch. And I'll have the same feelings of like, must be nice. Must be nice not to worry about what's happening back at work while the entire office is at lunch. But that's just me projecting on them because they clearly picked a better industry than I did. That's
who
all
do
it
you
was.
Know? Who do you know anybody? I have. I'm perfectly capable, and I learned it in New York because it's the greatest solo city in the world.
You're right. You're right.
Of spending time and doing things that are fun within my own skin. Alone. Yeah. Well, New York was an alone city. Did I mention that? I was going through a very bad marital situation.
Oscar.
The holidays have been tough. Seeing the big tree.
He watched Moulin Rouge a lot.
Yeah. Let me tell you about my greatest afternoon in New York City when I was alone going through. We were in New York every other week for about a year. We were going, we would all be alone. We wouldn't have our, families with us. And, my situation back at home was in bad shape. And,
its apex.
Not during the New York years. It was,
never mind.
It was the beginning of the wind
down. Okay.
At that point. So I will say that my time in it, would that be accurate, Rob?
I would say, it was.
We were placated after that.
Yes.
In my eyes, it felt like you were.
We were finding out that.
I would say this. I would say there were times when we were going back and forward to New York, back and forth to New York, that we could have said, do you smell something? That's about the level it was at.
Okay.
Right.
There was no fire. There was no damage done yet, but it was just like.
There was smoke.
Yeah. There was not even smoke.
It was after Stern had gone to satellite.
No, because remember. We weren't allowed to talk about. They weren't. Opie and Anthony weren't allowed to talk about him. So they put Pharrell on in the morning, because they couldn't be part of that network. So they put Pharrell as the placeholder.
All right, so we were okay. So, but we thought this was our shot.
Yes,
and we had a radio war with Opie and Anthony. So it just was not. I will never remember it as a particular happy time.
Okay. It really wasn't.
But my solo time up there. There was one day in New York, and I called it the greatest day I ever had in New York alone. And I got done doing the show, went down into Times Square.
And was elected tickets. Mayor.
I got in, I took my shirt off, and I stripped down on my briefs. I put a cowboy hat on and a guitar. And I, did my afternoon gig.
Naked cowboy.
The naked cowboy. Yeah. He used to be down in New York City all the time. It's an inside New
York.
Oh,
I've seen him.
So I went down, and on the same day I got tickets to a Broadway show, Chicago, and I think it was seventh row aisle myself.
Yeah.
And got done watching this show, and I'm walking back and I see the Duke Ellington's grandson conducting the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Mm. Two shows, 8:30 and 10:30. And I had just, it was like 10:20.
Oh,
and I went in, ordered a drink, and watched the second set of the Duke Ellington Orchestra. And then I went home and I had a slice of pizza. And, not a slice. Probably the whole pie. But anyway, it was, so I mean, I'm okay with being in my own skin. I can handle that. But, but that was my great.
But
it's
being
a great alone
in New
city.
York is different than being alone at the QBE shootout.
Well, not when everybody's younger. Prettier,
yes,
wealthier, and just more obnoxious, And was it terrible during the Christmas season that, and I don't want to overstate this.
Okay.
I really, because I don't recommend people do this in their own minds. It's not healthy. But at one particular moment, I wanted them all to die.
Oh,
oh my God.
All of them. Yes, I wanted them all to die. Thank you very much. No. Rob, don't just give a look. I was being funny. Rob goes like this. Rob goes...
Might be a problem.
Wow, that's like that's dark. Scary.
Well, no, I was just, it was really awkward because that's the same thing I'm writing in my Christmas cards this year.
Thank
I hate
you.
To look like a copycat.
Please die. No, perfectly good time. Everybody, you know, I don't obsess with what others are doing. Doesn't affect me at all. Hope you fall out of that skybox, you hump. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with whatever. More fun.
News. Is it news?
Not yet.
No. Not yet. Oh, my God.
No. Soon.
No. Late start.
God, are we already in holiday
Jesus
mode?
Christ.
Yes. Thanks a lot, boys. Yes. Happy Monday. Great energy. We'll be right back,
Jesus.
Everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
Was that Santa? Oh, boy.
That's right. It is I, Santa Claus. And what would you like for Christmas, little boy?
All I ever wanted was to laugh. But it's just too hard to give someone the Mike O'Mara bonus show as a gift.
Ho, 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 ho! Wrong! Thanks to a little bit of Santa's magic and a whole lot of gin, it has never been easier to give the gift of the bonus show. All you have to do is ask Mommy or Daddy to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus show banner to get started.
But Santa... I'm an orphan.
Boy!
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
Welcome back to the Lost My Place Show. This section segment of the program is brought to you by Quip. Have you ever heard about the gift that's on everyone's wish list this year? It's something they'll use twice every day. It was featured on Oprah's O-List, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth.
Mouth!
And to the best of my knowledge, most of our listeners have them.
Yes.
This it gift is Quip, an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations gentle enough on your sensitive gums and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. Plus, Quip doesn't require a clunky charger and runs for 3 months. On one charge.
Love it.
3 months. That's incredible. I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day.
Look at that. Gorgeous. Mm. Dazzling gingiva, yes. Mike.
Thanks so much. That's why I love... I have the gingiva of a 14-year-old. That sounded wrong. That's why I love Quip, and that's why we have over 5,000 verified 5-star reviews for Quip. So, give the gift of dental health. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift, but it has a stocking stuffer price starting at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now.
When?
You get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush, but the Quip recipient doesn't need to know that. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. I want to say one thing about that.
Yes.
I know, I am very aware, like especially during weekends like this, how blessed I am and how
right.
lucky I am. And I don't want anybody to say, oh, I'm really sorry you had a bad time. You're in a rich gear.
All of that.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Now, it's fun. It's what I love. I love all that stuff going on. And the thing about down in this part of the world, even with something like the teddy bear toss, which is a very popular event,
yeah.
it's a chill environment. Things are not that well traveled. There weren't a lot of people anywhere. They all kind of.
How would the
outdoors.
Teddy bear toss be, say, if it was held in Washington, D.C., or better, Northern Virginia?
It would be insane.
Yeah.
It would be. And it was pretty insane here as far as it was a close, I think maybe a sellout,
yeah.
which you just don't see down here. And it was only a sellout because people were donating bears to the kids. And I think they've donated hundreds of thousands of these bears. And it's really a spectacular
so cool,
goodwill event for the community. And I love it so much. I really do.
What's that saying? It's the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. It's something like along the lines that people don't have the context that you have.
Why are
Mike.
You looking at me?
I'm trying to. I normally can help him out, but I'm not knowing this saying.
Well,
I'd rather fight the demons I know than the demons I don't. Is that it?
Something
what
along
is
those
the
lines.
Why are you what are you saying?
Cuz you're lucky enough.
He's pretty sure it's time for news. That's
I'm
one
blessed.
Thing.
I was but I this had a dream day on Saturday. I got a free day to do what I wanted
I get
to
it.
Do.
I get it.
And
I get
was very
I get it.
Very
Mike,
happy.
If you're not bitching, you aren't breathing. What I wanted right. to mention is most people don't know there's a different type of lifestyle within our audience, wherever they live, because you just know that one lane. If you're in radio or you're in a business that takes you around the country, and that's what you have to do, in my case, you know that the quality of life in Arizona is 10 times better than the quality of life in D.C. I rather would have not known that and have this yearning to eventually move and retire there, because every time you mention that or my sister talks about her day in Florida, she's like, man, I don't miss D.C. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I bet you don't. I bet you don't. With you the pool in the backyard and the quality of life and the cost of living being just fantastic, I bet you
warmer
don't.
Warmer temperatures, but it should be pointed out that
there are less jobs.
The thing I want to point out.
Economy's going down.
Climate-wise is that, you know, it starts in early April. It'll be 96, 97 degrees, mm-hmm. and it goes through November. So, I mean, you get to a point where, you know, our winter is the summer. That's what people say all the time. Yes. People stay inside because nobody wants to be out in that, and it can be
but you're in air conditioning.
It can be oppressive. But right now, you're in air conditioning, but it's just like you're in heating in a winter climate. And the thing about this area, that right now we're getting into that zone where it's just so cool. I love it. I love the idea of being down here for that and being in the state where they show these, what they call the silly season tournaments, because you can play outside. I love Florida.
I
like the rhythm down here.
I very seldom do this. A pat on the back to Oscar. Mm-hmm. Grammatically speaking, from Merriam-Webster.com.
Please.
Here's an idiom that is actually
idiom.
From the dictionary.
Oh, please.
Better the devil you know than the devil you don't.
Oh, look at that.
So he was very close.
That's a version of grass is always greener. And there are people that do that as well, where they say the grass is always greener somewhere else. And when you get people that come down here and say, I miss the change of seasons, there are people that legitimately do. And
I do.
You know,
I did for a little while.
You don't miss it because you're in the change of seasons.
Well, I mean, I would say that I would miss the change of seasons, what I'm saying. I would be among them.
Have you ever lived outside the state of Virginia?
No.
No, right?
No. But I've lived in Richmond, which is sort of that's a different region.
I get it, but it's not a different climate.
No, not really. Okay. It's a little milder.
So the lens that you get to look through is like, it's always going to be miserable. Traffic's always going to be bad. The weather's always going to be unpredictable.
Fair? Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
I would love that. That would be awesome.
You would love to do what?
To not know what it feels like to live in a different climate that's happier and gives you a better quality of life.
Well, he doesn't think it's a better quality of life.
He doesn't know any better.
No, I understand that there are problems that are...
He doesn't know any better.
Well, this is a long way to get how stupid I am, but I mean, we're getting there.
He's never left the state.
You want to hurry up, Oscar, because there's a short break. So if you just want to cut to the chase.
This is the first time I don't know where we are in the show, and you're going to kill me over that?
No, I'm just telling you.
Half the time, Mike doesn't know we're doing the show.
Hey, shut up.
No, I like it here.
Yes.
I like it. This is where my family is. I like the change of seasons. I hate the traffic. That's, I think, what Mike is saying is I'm aware of the shortcomings of the area. I mean, I fight them every day, but I like it here.
Yeah, but if you would have left, you could have loved somewhere else.
I don't know. Let me ask you this.
Fascinating discussion.
This place
As
that
an
I'm going to love.
I'm enjoying this.
This place that I could possibly love.
Yes.
Is it far away from you?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm happy there.
I am.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right, thank you.
But think about it. He doesn't like change. It's the state of Virginia. That or bust.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, I promise Tuesday will be a better show. We'll take a break and we will come back. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We'll take a break.
You mean Tuesday tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Are we doing a show?
If you
I'll
can
take a
see
break.
It from out here.
I'll call you guys later. We can yell at each other.
More fun and more thrills.
Rob and Katie.
Hey there! This is Katie of the Cake and Cookie Show, and we're back, bitches! And I only say that because I've had too much wine and Rob has had too much Smirnoff. On this episode, we explain our absence and we discuss our trip to Vegas for the Mike O'Mara Live Show. We even talk ballet and old school radio jobs. You'll miss out if you don't tune in. Click away, crumbs!
Cake and Cookies. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. The holidays are officially here, and it's officially the busiest time of year especially at the post office. You don't have time for any extra errands. So make it easy on yourself with Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can do everything you do at the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or any package using your own computer and printer, and your mailman picks it up. Print postage any day, anytime. Stamps.com is always open. Stamps.com helps you print the right amount of postage every time, never overpay again, and you get discounts on postage you can't even get at the post office. With all the time and money you'll save, Stamps.com is the best gift you can give yourself this holiday season. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money as we go into our 10th year. That's how you got your fruitcakes. Right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. They will be glad you did. We will be glad you did, ladies and gentlemen. That's Stamps.com, and enter the code TMOS.
New.
News.
Moving slow today.
Oprah posted an essay the other day about how fractured we are as a country and how we need to come together. She said, quote, "The undeniable truth is that we have reached a tipping point. Hatred and divisiveness have ruptured our national soul. We're waging war among and upon ourselves and leading ourselves further into darkness." She added, quote, "We're losing what it means to be civilized. We're losing respect for lives other than our own." So true. "We're in trouble, and only a deep collective reckoning can bring us back from the brink. We are in trouble." All caps. That's what she writes. "We must find a way to come together, both sides, all sides, must stop attacking and maligning. Our goal must be decency and respect for every human we encounter. Let's make this the year of coming together. With hatred, no side wins. In the end, we all lose. Get woke to how you can be an agent for change, a bomb of peace in a troubled land." That's Oprah saying that.
And she's sure she's not running for president.
Now, see, that's what everybody says, Rob.
Also, she doesn't like bread.
That's what everybody's saying, man. And they're saying that's what she's what?
No, she loves bread.
Well, she doesn't like bread if you actually look at her recipes. Because, well, they're less. So her the pizzas that she sells in the stores now.
Yes.
My wife brought them home, and they're pretty good, but it's like your Weight Watchers equivalent of pizza.
So are they like gluten free or?
Yeah, some of them are gluten free, but it's. It doesn't taste like pizza, you know? And it's healthy for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that textbook example of how Oprah's wonderful sentiment landed was brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show. In the new issue of Elle magazine, Jennifer Aniston says her marriages to Brad Pitt and Justin Theroux, both of which ended in divorce, were not failures. So listen to this. Here's her quote. "My marriages, they've been very successful, in my personal opinion. And when they came to an end, it was a choice that was made because we chose to be happy, and sometimes happiness didn't exist within that arrangement anymore." Now, I kind of understand where she's going with this. She adds, quote, "When the work has been put in and it doesn't seem that there's an option of it working, that's okay. That's not a failure. Jennifer and Brad were married for 5 years from 2000 to 2005, and Jennifer and Justin were married for 2 years from 15 to 17, and I get it. If you're, you know, sometimes staying around when it's not a happy situation is more trouble than
both of
you know,
that's right, Mike.
I think only a celebrity can come out.
I swear to God, I didn't think of anything.
Come out of divorce without being scarred.
That's it.
Nothing to be scarred of.
Next story, please. Yeah. This is a weird day today.
When you're ready.
Weird day.
Apparently, people are showing their generosity this holiday season by going to Walmart and paying off layaway items.
Yes.
Tyler Perry paid off $434,000 worth of layaway at two Walmarts last week, and now Kid Rock has joined in the fun. He tweeted, quote, Tyler, great idea. I followed your lead and paid off the layaway at my local Walmart in Nashville. Merry Christmas and God bless you. The manager of the store said it cost him $81,000. So if you need a break this Christmas, it wouldn't be the worst idea to go to Walmart, put some stuff on layaway, and hope that like Eva Longoria or Ashton Kutcher come by. You know, maybe that'll happen for you, but that's cool.
Although it's less of a gesture from Kid Rock, because to be fair, he does work there as a greeter.
Yeah, hugs are great. There's a Facebook post going viral right now from a woman who just canceled her baby shower.
Mm.
Why? Because her family mocked the name she picked for her unborn son. This is interesting.
Okay.
The name, would you like to know it?
Absolutely.
Please. Squire Sebastian Senator. Squire Sebastian Senator. She says that's, quote, only his first name. This is how it will be. He will not be allowed to have a nickname. He is not to be called by anything other than his full and complete name. All right.
Okay.
She also says, quote, I never knew my family could be so judgmental, which is why she called off the shower. Well, no big whoop. Oh, one more thing. She said, quote, no, I was not drunk when I named my child. So she's very upset.
Squire is not bad if it's just on its own. I could almost see that working, but four names for first name, that's where you lose me.
There's a lot of judging in news you may not need today. There's a lot of people making calls and doing things that, tis the season. This this next one is a school deal. A woman named Jennifer Sinclair is the principal at Manchester Elementary School in Elkhorn, Nebraska. She recently sent out a memo to the staff about what is and isn't acceptable at the school during the holiday season. Basically, her goal was to remove anything with religious themes.
Okay.
All right, this is dangerous when you do this. Well, that includes candy canes.
Really?
She said, quote, historically, she did a deep dive on this.
Uh-huh.
She said, historically, the shape is J for Jesus. The red is the blood of Christ, and the white is a symbol of his resurrection.
No, that's wrong. It's actually based on a shepherd's crook. I mean, it is a religious symbol. That's why they make them. But it's because it's a shepherd's crook, not because it's a J.
Up.
Well, it doesn't matter because the parents went nuts anyway.
Good. They should yell at her.
Flooded the school with calls. Then the school district, they got upset, and they suspended the principal while they investigate. They're investigating.
Yeah, that'll be a good investigation.
It's a memo. There's your
memo.
Investigation.
Mike,
it's
let's investigate.
Let the kids have the can. Jeez, God, we're going mad. Anyway, they've gotten so many angry calls that now they're putting police in the school on the outside chance that some misguided person tries something. Everybody just chill. Everybody just chill, okay? Enough. This
Take religion out of it. Where do you weigh in on candy canes as a candy?
Candy cane? Is it candy?
Yeah.
I'm not a turbo fan.
The consumption's too tough. I don't like the way they're wrapped, and they always break.
I don't
break.
Know. Candy canes, you know, it's great for my little guy had one the other night. It was it's
they're
cool
fun
to watch
snacks.
Kids like them.
I like putting them on tree. You I think know, they look nice
they
on
look
the tree.
They look great on a tree. They
nice
look great
to take off and eat while you're putting down your tree.
Yep. That's when you might have one, and I'm all for. But come on, to ban candy canes?
Yeah, that's
during
BS.
Christmas. That's silly. That's a principle that probably. I don't know if she needed to be suspended, but she might have needed a talking to.
A good talking to.
And now they're. This is the Monday joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
a little something, something. Just remember, based on this entire show today, this is the Monday humor.
Monday humor.
I don't want letters. I don't want judgment. All right. I've never done that much of a qualifier.
It's a great setup.
News you may not need a kicker. Apparently, there is no actual crime in Taiwan because the cops have the time and resources for this. Or resources. Upper plate. There's a woman who's a student at Chinese Culture University in Taipei, Taiwan. She recently called the cops to report a crime. One of her five roommates ate some of her yogurt.
Even though
it cost less than $2, she was furious, and she demanded a DNA test.
Oh, no.
And the cops actually did it.
Mm.
It cost more than $500 to test all of the roommates and the empty yogurt container, but the process worked. The cops figured out which roommate stole the yogurt, and now she's been charged with theft. The Taiwanese roommates who were suspects were Yo Play. Stop Chobani and Fage. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, I'm here all week. Yeah, it's only Monday.
I didn't expect
my
that, though.
My favorite was Yoplait.
Surprising.
That is Yoplait. She is my father's cousin. She will be sitting down with Chobani and Fage.
Anyway, that's it. Sorry. We'll take a break and go back. Yeah, it's that kind. It's the zone we're in today.
That's the zone.
We got the audio vault with Rob Spiewak coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Yoplait.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the legacy of President George Herbert Walker Bush. Will any of that dignity rub off on Washington today? Plus, the Senate's coming action against Saudi Arabia for murdering a journalist and the latest on the Mueller investigation. Tune in, tell your friends, or else.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you know anything at all about Zappos.com, you know that they provide the absolute best customer service anywhere. They also love to surprise and delight. In fact, they surprised and delighted hundreds of our listeners when Zappos.com hosted TMOS Live in Las Vegas. And people are still talking about that.
Yes.
And man, oh man, we had a great time.
Beautiful.
Zappos.com offers all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, and accessories. And thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. And now, for a limited time, Zappos.com is offering Mike O'Mara Show listeners 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. As always, Zappos.com provides free, fast shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com. This is a limited time offer, so make sure you act fast. And thank you, Zappos.com. We love you.
We love you, Zappos.
Thank you, Zappos.
All right. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, December 10th, 2018. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
So they landed that craft on Mars, and now we finally have, for the first time ever, NASA has released audio from Mars. Mm. And because it was so low frequency, they upped it electronically 2 octaves so we can hear it. But really, it just kind of sounds like wind. So this is the first audio ever recorded on Mars and sent back by NASA. So, as you can see, it sounds like wind.
Can we hear a little more?
Of course.
All right, thank you.
In the now.
What?
I know what happened.
That's quite a remix.
Pretty good. So,
oh, stop the dog drinking, please.
It's a Martian dog.
Martian dog. Yeah.
Hey, yes, it is, Rob.
Oh, that's right. He does have a dog.
Three tongues.
With a helmet. The U-38Q space modulator. Mm-hmm. Cardi B got 5 Grammy nominations.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know her backstory. That she had, I have something in common with Cardi B. We both worked at a grocery store.
The Bronx, New York native, born Belcalis Almanzar, her nickname was Bacardi. She later shortened it to Cardi B. She found work at this grocery store, but she says she got fired. The manager suggested she try out at a nearby strip club.
And I got hired at the spot, and like literally in 5 hours, I made my whole check or a little bit more. A lot of people always want to make fun of me, like, oh, you used to be a stripper. I don't ever regret it. I work so hard. Why do people feel like I don't deserve it?
So, yeah, our company Parts, I never worked at a strip club, but we did both work at a grocery store.
Yeah, you come on, tell the truth. You did. You stripped for a while.
Just a little bit. Well, it was one time. It took forever because the clothes were so big. It took a long time. The song kept ending. And I said, can you help me with this knot?
Come on, tip me. I got to be back at the Safeway.
Got to get back to Safeway. Okay, I can save you 90 minutes. There was one laugh I got from Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Another crap week?
Aquaman was the host. host. Mm. And he...
Dreamboat.
He maybe, but he seemed to think he was funnier than he was. I don't know. This was the one joke that made me laugh.
SpaceX launched a rocket into orbit carrying the cremated remains of 100 people. Unfortunately, they weren't cremated when it launched.
Maybe I set the bar too low. All right, we talked about, we actually already played the miracle in Miami, the Dolphins beating the Patriots. I want to play you the Patriots radio call because there's a sort of feeling of one-sidedness after they lose the game. I want you to know what you're going to hear in this silence, I've shortened. Because
so this is the Patriots radio call,
the hometown radio
from the
call.
Miracle in Miami.
Yes, and what's the pause that you're going to hear was originally 35 seconds of silence.
They like didn't, after they lose.
They did
really
not say anything for 35 seconds. I shortened it to 10.
Can I just generate?
Yes, please.
So are they like every other radio team?
Of course.
Where they're homers?
Yes.
Where they're just pure homers?
Of course. Yeah. And so I shortened it to 10, and it still feels like an eternity.
20, 15, 10. He's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it on the lateral. Once, then twice. And Drake takes it in. And the Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
Color guy's pissed.
Yep.
I don't know what to say. I've
never seen anything like it.
Rooney on the field is confirmed. It is a touchdown.
And remember, if you're in a booth and you don't know what to say, the best thing to say is, I don't know what to say.
It really was. And it wasn't all that, you know, you would think it was 9 or 10 laterals. It was one.
Yeah.
It was one really, maybe two.
I think it was two.
It was two laterals. I think it was two laterals. But then the guys just, they didn't have the angle on them. It was crazy.
That's not my favorite piece of coverage of that win. My favorite actually was posted to YouTube, and it's a grandpa in a chair and his wife at a walker and a younger couple watching the game together. And they watch it go down. Obviously, the younger couple, I think it's their grandchildren, they're upset about the loss. The grandmother doesn't follow what's going on, and about halfway through the clip, grandpa weighs in. So this is, I think, a true Patriots family.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
How do you lose like that?
Oh, my.
How do you lose like that?
They Patriots won. Fans.
We just lost.
No, I mean,
last play in the game. No, no time left. God.
Here comes grandpa.
God. How did that happen?
A freak play. A crazy play.
How could it happen? How could it happen? Where the f*** are they all? They gotta keep the other end of the goal line safe.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
You knew they were gonna do it.
Are you s***ing me? Look at this.
Poor grandpa.
Rob, that is a great piece of game. That is a,
oh my
a
God.
Burn for him.
Oh, yeah, my God. And then when the grandmother says, what happened? What happened?
Fantastic.
You want to hear one more time?
God. Yeah, play it one more time. Okay. This is worth it.
Oh, my God.
The slow realization, because they're not used. Their fans aren't used to losing.
How do you lose like that?
They won.
We just lost.
No, I mean,
last play in the game. No, no time left.
Oh, my God.
The grandpa.
How did that happen?
A freak play. A crazy play.
How could it happen? Where the f*** are they all? They gotta keep the other end of the goal line safe.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
You knew they were gonna do it.
Are you s***ing me? Look at this.
Oh, Grandpa.
Can you isolate that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, man, oh, man.
All right,
oh,
let us close with this, although I have to keep you updated on the pressing news stories of the day.
Yes.
Do you remember on Friday, Michael Rapaport was upset because a weird-looking cat was in his yard?
Yeah.
Mike, the cat is back.
What the f*** is that? What is that? Ma! Put the dogs away. There's something in the backyard. Ma, put the fucking dogs away. There's something in the backyard. Ah! Ah! What the fuck? He's back. Oh! Ma! Call the fucking cops. That fucking cat is back. Yeah! The one that looks like it's wearing makeup. Call the fucking police.
We will keep following the story and bring the details as they become available. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Monday, everybody.
Oh, man. I'm sore after that. Oh, my God. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode. Hey, I want to remind everybody,
yes,
it starts today. That's right. The elves have made you one last chance for you to enjoy the holiday season's number one treat. For a very limited time, you have one last chance to purchase a mouth-watering TMOS fruitcake for your holiday celebration. These are limited edition.
Yes.
We're not going to do this for long. They might be gone in a day. They might be gone in 3 days, but we're going to cut off on Friday. Our overbaking is your opportunity to get your limited last chance fruitcake. Just click last chance fruitcake at MikeOMaraShow.com. These are the ones we overbaked, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. They're going to be there for you. So grab one today at MikeOMaraShow.com. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need anything from Target, Walmart, or Macy's, make sure to shop online and access them through the banner at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
Goodbye.